Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The etiquettes of reciting the Noble Quran. Hold the Quran with the right hand and carry it respectfully, holding it against the chest. Meaning that when a person is picking up a Quran, he is taking it somewhere, then he should hold it with the right hand, number one. And number one, he should carry it respectfully, holding it against the chest. One is you can hold it at your side, but then it is low. If you hold it high up at your chest, then it is higher. So that is more respectful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, he is addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that definitely for you during the day is a lengthy activity, a lot of activity. واذكر اسم ربك, and mention the name of your Rabb, remember your Rabb. وتبتل إليه تبتيلا, and totally turn towards him. What is, these are two verses of Surah Muzammil, and they're connected. And what is being told in these two verses? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first verse, he's being told. So to understand these two verses, the first thing we need to understand is that prior to these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encouraged, he emphasized the tahajjud salah at night time. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first gave the command, and then he started mentioning the reasons and the benefits. So one thing he mentioned was this, that definitely in the day you have a lot of activity. So at night time, when you don't have this activity, then engage yourself in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala in the form of tahajjud salah and turn to him totally. Now, if you think about it, what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's activity in the day? All of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's activities in the day were mostly dini activities as well. He's busy giving da'wah to someone. He's busy teaching someone. Sometimes from the minbar, he is mentioning some general points. Sometimes someone comes to him with a question, he is answering that. Sometimes a delegation from distance comes to learn about Islam, to ask about Islam, he is addressing them. So his day was full of dini activities. And other dini activities as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as being the Prophet, he was a ruler. So governing. And all dini activities are rewarding. Despite that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a separate command that you, when you are free, which is at night time, you won't be free in the day. At night time, take out time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this? Because there are two types of worship. One worship is that worship, that good deed, which involves the makhluk and the creation. Teaching and learning involves the makhluk. Right now, this is an ibadah. We are busy in ibadah. We are busy in worship. I'm explaining something, you are listening. But this is something that involves the makhluk, the creation of Allah ta'ala. You're busy giving da'wah to someone. You're busy sitting and talking about deen. All of these are also very good deeds, extremely rewarding deeds, but they involve other people, other makhluk of Allah ta'ala. And there is a different type of ibadah, which is ibadah which doesn't involve any of the makhluk of Allah ta'ala. You are directly connecting yourself to Allah ta'ala. You are performing salah, you are tilawah of the Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua. Both of these are beneficial, but their benefits are different. One is not a replacement for the other. The first type is extremely rewarding and it benefits other people as well as you. But in terms of a person progressing in spirituality, strengthening himself spiritually, creating the nur of taqwa, creating other good qualities within himself, the second type of ibadah is more important. The second type of ibadah is more important. And because one is not a replacement for the other Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite himself being at the peak of spirituality anyway, and despite his whole day being in good deeds, even the good deeds of 1 minute of his daytime couldn't compare to the good deeds of is more valuable than the good deeds of our entire life. Despite that, he is being told that at night, make sure you take out time to remember Allah Ta'ala. And remember Allah Ta'ala, what was mentioned? Remember Him. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Turn to Him totally. If a person, the purpose of Ramadan is not to gain a lot of reward. This is a very, very important one. The purpose of Ramadan is not to gain a lot of reward. The reward which is mentioned in the hadith is an incentive for us to behave in the way we should do to gain the true purpose of Ramadan. And the true purpose of Ramadan is to gain the nur of taqwa. And the nur of taqwa can only come if a person progresses spiritually. That is the true purpose of Ramadan. And the reward which is promised, that one good deed equals 70, is there as an incentive so you behave in such a manner, you do those deeds which will give you that nur. Because if you finish Ramadan, and by the end of Ramadan you haven't progressed spiritually, but you've got a lot of reward, after Ramadan you'll be just like you were before Ramadan. But if during Ramadan you carry out good deeds in such a manner that you progress spiritually, after Ramadan you will not be like you were before Ramadan. Long term there will be a difference in your life. Yes, thereafter there are some things that you need to do to carry on with that. That is a different issue. But there will be a difference. Good deeds will be easier. It's staying away from evil will be easier. A person will be more disinclined to evil. But for this, number one, he needs to understand that the purpose of Ramadan is these ibadat that connect you to Allah Ta'ala, tilawa of the Quran. There is no hadith which encourages sitting in bayans in the month of Ramadan. I am saying this despite me talking to you. The only reason the ulama in Ramadan, they take out extra time, is because people who don't usually take out time to sit in front of the ulama, they come, so they get a bit of guidance. So sometimes we need guidance, encourage them to carry on spending Ramadan well. Otherwise, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't find in Ramadan him busying himself in bayanat, him busying himself in da'wah and tabligh. No. You find him busy connecting himself to Allah Ta'ala. So you and I as well, number one, we need to take out as much time as possible in the month of Ramadan for that. Yes, I'm not saying don't go sit in any bayan, don't involve yourself in da'wah and tabligh, don't involve yourself in any other good work like charity work. So do that. But understand the main purpose of Ramadan is directly connecting to Allah Ta'ala, number one. And number two, whenever you get an opportunity to connect to Allah Ta'ala, whether in salah, whether taraweeh, whether dhikr, whether dua, try your best to do it with وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Turn to Him totally. Try to focus with the heart and mind as much as possible. That means actively do that as much as possible. If nothing, think to yourself, I'm busy remembering Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala is watching me. I'm busy reciting the Quran and Allah Ta'ala is watching me. I'm busy standing in Taraweeh Salah and Allah Ta'ala is looking at me with so much pleasure and love that my servant is standing in Taraweeh Salah. I'm busy in Dua and Allah Ta'ala has turned His full attention to me. Number one. And number two, adopt the means as well. One is that I'm reading Quran and every so often I'm checking my phone that any notifications. After one ruku, I stop and have a chat with my friend. So you will gain reward. For every letter, you will still go and gain those 10 rewards. But that spiritual progress which you could have gained, you will not gain. That is the reality. If you want to gain spirituality, you have to worship Allah Ta'ala and you have to remember Him with as much seclusion of the heart and mind as possible. Totally 100% is difficult, but as much as is possible. So in terms of how am I sitting, where am I sitting? One is I am sitting with friends, and there is I am sitting in a place where I am not distracted. One is I am sitting in a place where, you know, I'm watching here and there, what is this person is going past, that person is going. The other is I am sitting in a place where I can focus totally just looking at the Quran. One is after every two rakats of Taraweeh, I sit and after 4 rakats, I have a chat with my friend. And the other is, after every four rakats break, I busy myself in the third kalima, in the first kalima. So I carry on in dhikr. These little things seem trivial, but it will affect the seclusion of the heart and mind. And that will affect how much spiritual progress you make. So let us, number one, take out as much time in the month of Ramadan to carry out these ibadah. And number two, let us try to do it with this quality and this seclusion of the heart and mind as much as possible as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice on this.